You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Mark Hosenball. He's an investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine. For the April 27th edition, he wrote The Danger of Escalation in the Periscope section of Newsweek related to the issue of piracy off the coast of Somalia. And Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure.
So what can we glean from the fact that the Navy SEALs did do what they did? The snipers took out the pirates, the captain was rescued. How will that change pirate tactics, if at all?
We don't know. I mean, it sounds like there have been other hijackings since this action occurred. Apparently these people are really desperate, so and apparently there's, you know, for every one that gets killed, there's another one or 100 who want to volunteer for the same duty. So it's not a problem that's very easily resolved without resolving the situation in Somalia, which is pretty chaotic.
Mark, you write here that the actions taken by the Navy on orders from the President sent shudders through the world's shipping and insurance industries. Explain why.
Because the insurance industry, they don't like shooting, and they basically go around saying, this is what they told me, that up until this incident, there have been very few to none fatalities involving people who got captured by these pirates, and the ship's cargoes had been returned intact. So they think that when shooting starts, it's going to be more difficult. More pirates are going to want to just start shooting because they're going to be afraid that they're going to get shot at. So the shipping industry just doesn't like this very much. Now, you know, people argue that killing a few of the pirates is a deterrent effect. I don't know that I could completely disagree with that, but the shipping industry just doesn't think it's a very good idea.
So they're more content to pay a couple million dollars than to watch the U.S. potentially lead an allied effort in that part of the Gulf and the Indian Ocean to try and eradicate the problem.
Well, I think that's true. But on the other hand, I mean, again, what kind of effort is the United States and the allies leading? As I understand it, they have about 18 ships, naval ships out there protecting this marine traffic. But there's 23,000 ships a year that go through that channel there. And people in the U.S. government said to me that you need at least 60 ships to even begin to protect this traffic. And it doesn't look like that's 3 times as many as what they got there. And it sounds like they don't have an awful lot of more ships to spare. So you can talk all you want about protecting the ships, but if the navies don't have the resources, then you're going to make promises that you can't deliver on.
We have heard some promises from the likes of the President and Secretary of State Clinton that this is an intolerable situation and that there needs to be a concerted effort from various nations to either reduce or eliminate this problem. But as you just mentioned, there haven't been actual specific commitments. What have you heard from anyone inside the government about what we're actually ready to do at this point?
It certainly sounds like we're not ready to do what would have to be done to really push the pirates away.
When you talk about the 60 ships necessary, you mentioned that we don't necessarily have those ships at our disposal. Does that mean that we're basically in a holding pattern and at the mercy of the pirates, or is this something that actually could be addressed?
I think we are in a holding pattern and to some extent at the mercy of the pirates. From my understanding is that the resources just aren't available to really put the pirates out of business. And moreover, they don't really, I mean, one way to put them out of business would be to bomb all the villages along the coast of Somalia, but that could drive Somalia into further anarchy and maybe further into the hands of jihadists. And the pirates, one thing the pirates apparently not are jihadists. When the jihadists had control of part of Somalia or more of Somalia a while ago, they cracked down on the pirates. So,
do you get the sense that the U.S. has any sort of concrete policy on helping to restore stability to Somalia? I know that was a failed exercise about 15 years ago, but many people have said that a more stable Somalia would greatly reduce the piracy problem.
Everybody says that. Whether the U.S. has a plan, I'm not an expert on the area, but if they do have a plan, I don't know what it is.
Another thing you point out in this Periscope section, Mark, is how as the piracy has escalated and more ransom demands have been made and virtually all of them paid, the pirates have actually changed how they get their money. Explain that if you can.
Well, what I was told by people who were involved in some of these operations to rescue the crews was that the Somali pirates used to demand money, you know, in cash. It's always in cash. So this is kind of like very weighty commodity, really. I mean, it's heavy cash. It's bulky cash. But they would demand, like, suitcases, trunks, pallets full of cash initially to be delivered to middlemen, the Somali exiles in the Kenyan port of Mombasa. But then apparently the Kenyans cracked down on this. So now, supposedly, they get their money airdropped into the coast, off of the coast of Somalia. And so it was a parachuted, they'd pull out some money out of planes. I mean, it's pretty strange, isn't it?
It certainly sounds that way. Is it U.S. money normally, or is it vary?
Well, apparently, at one point, the pirates, when the currencies were going wild in the last year or two, they demanded that half the money be paid in British pounds sterling and half the money in dollars. But apparently the trend now is back to all dollars, I guess.
Interesting. Last 30 seconds here, Mark. You mentioned that the military and the military of our allies may not be in a position to do much. There's been some talk about private security on some of these commercial ships. Any news breaking in that area?
Well, the insurance industry and the security industry just thinks that's a terrible idea. They don't want to arm the crew because they say that'll just make shooting more likely. They don't, as I understand it, both international maritime law and to some extent the insurance companies just say we don't want armed guards on board because they could damage the cargo or they could get out of control. We just don't want this. So there seems to be a lot of commercial pressure, apart from anything else, to keep armed guards off the these merchant ships and to not arm the crews.
Mark, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
Okay, thanks very much.
Mark Hosenball is investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine. His article, The Danger of Escalation, appears in the Periscope section of the April 27th edition. This is Dateline Washington.